Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Thus concludes another week. But before that, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a building. 27,000 square feet. Pretty big. Housing 50 million rounds of ammunition, but they're not warehousing it. They're waiting on you. Because this is 42 different calibers and shotgun shells, not included in the 42 calibers, with some of the craziest prices you've ever seen. And if it's in stock, it's on the website. If it's not in stock, it's not on the website. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up second hour, you've been hearing the ad. We're going to talk to the guys that actually make agency arms. We're going to talk to the guys of the gun makers themselves, not the makers, the modifiers, the ones that take it, crank it. That's coming up next hour. First of all, we're coming. Tomorrow is the 4th of July. Some of you are probably already off. If you're going to get on the road, okay. Consider this, June the 26th, we had some multiple terrorist attacks June the 26th, Kuwait, Tunisia, and France. Is it possible at all that these were a coincidence, or is this a indicator of a better coordinated effort? Now, if you want to believe that they're a coincidence, then that means you must obviously work in the Obama administration. However, the death toll in those three incidents, 60, 39 of which came from Tunisia, because they went after non-combatants. They went after, sunbathers and those kinds of people. Now, we've had an attempt here in the United States, Garland, Texas. 15 seconds old it was before it was stopped. Is this a new wave of terrorism that is going to have to cause us to reappraise our personal and national security? Now, you know how I feel about this whole first responder thing. This, to me, thoroughly cements the whole I'm the first responder in my mind. In my mind. This weekend, when I travel this weekend, I will have on me my SIG 229 with three spare magazines. That will total 24, 28, 42 rounds of ammunition for the handgun. In addition to that, I will be carrying the ISIS welcome wagon bag. With possibly a second and third handgun in it and an AR-15. Second and third handgun, possibly for anybody that might be around me, just in case. They're small, they don't take up much room. I'm going to pack that in one bag. I'll have my gun on me. Everything else goes into one bag. It goes in the trunk. I will forget about it unless I need it. I will go around the bag to get to the bag chairs. But I will be in a position, should something arise, to maybe, if I get half a chance, be a factor. Now, we know that the terrorists involved in the Garland attack had direct connections with the terrorists abroad. All four of these attacks that I just mentioned involved the so-called known lone wolves, or people already known to and being investigated to one degree or another by authorities. Yet they were not intercepted, and there is clear evidence of foreign terrorist influence, training, and direction using ISIS influence. ISIS is a very popular entity in the world today. Very popular. They use social media quite well. Right now, besides consolidating their caliphate in Iraq and Syria, they're also spreading their influence throughout the Middle East and North Africa, and they've turned to social media and the Internet, and they are having substantial success in recruiting willing domestic terrorists. Now, should Iran develop a nuclear weapon, I would look for them to maybe get in cahoots with ISIS and maybe see if they can't smuggle one of those in here if they haven't already done it. These attacks are carrying out right now, though, in the meantime. They don't cost very much, and they require no complicated command and control apparatus. All they have to do is radicalize some people here and there and suggest a variety of targets and sit back and watch the carnage when their wind-up territories choose and attack a target. This is remote-controlled terrorism, so to speak. These people that are committing these attacks, they don't have an exit strategy. They come in, and they know this is as far as they're going to go. And so they go in to try to create as much carnage as they can, and that's what makes them very dangerous. Our military installations are soft targets. Our malls are soft targets. Our schools are soft targets. Indeed, perhaps to a certain degree, perhaps our law enforcement entities, they call them law enforcement centers, they could be considered a soft target, although there's plenty of guns there. But certainly, you know, a five-man team could certainly cause a lot of havoc with one. And that's against an armed opponent. They're only going to cause havoc. Against the soft target, they're going to cause hundreds of deaths if they decide to strike in any sort of Mumbai type attack, dismounted multiple assailant attack. Fort Hood, you only had one attacker without Abu Nidal Hassan, Abdul, whatever his name was, the major. Look how many people he killed with a pistol. But consider the gun-free zone. Now, there's certain centers around where all of the, you know, right now in New York City, I'd be very, very, very nervous in New York City. I'd be nervous in Washington, D.C. I'd be nervous at all these places. I'm not overly nervous. I am going to be alert. I'm going to carry more stuff than I want to carry. And I'm going to be ready to go. Also include in this stuff that you're going to carry, include first aid stuff, trauma stuff, and more than just for you, unless you're traveling alone. I myself, I've got a family. You know, now, thankfully, I have a 24-year-old son who is equally as armed and equipped as I am. He'll be going with me. So I won't be alone. I'll be one up on that one. It's often been said, well, definitely keep this in the back of your mind. Concealed carry this weekend has never been as important as it's going to be this weekend. And as denied as it is, the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is going to be a good guy with a gun. And despite those that would deny that, it's been proven time and time again. New York City, Washington, D.C., Garland, Texas, Tucson, Oakland, Montgomery County, Maryland, Moore, Oklahoma. It doesn't matter. Stay awake. Stay dangerous. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
All right, don't let anybody tell you that Christmas doesn't come twice a year, because now it does, at Guns80.com. All right, here's the deal. They're going to make it happen twice this year just for you. It truly is Christmas in July. That's right, Christmas in July at Guns80.com. A brand new special, a really awesome special every day till the end of the month, through this weekend at least. Guns80.com, go to Guns80.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
All right, welcome back. To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, it's run by three guys, Dan, Seth, Scott. Three young fellows. And between those three young fellows, there is approximately 80 years of ammunition retail acquisition experience between the three of them. That's a lot of time. This is why they have all the relationships with all the manufacturers. This is how they maintain the 50 million round count always in their place of business, waiting for you to come and check them out. And you can do that by going to ammunitiondepot.com. It's pretty common to get together with people. I mean, I see it in here in the chat room from time to time. It's pretty common to see people get together and lament the sorry state of affairs right now, especially with our right to keep and bear arms. Well, look what the Supreme Court doesn't do. Look what Bloomberg's trying to do. Look what Obama's trying to do. It is so much easier to curse the darkness than to light a candle, isn't it? Now, here's an encouraging perspective for you to consider, though. Both sides do it. You can, in fact, get a leg up on the opposition if you keep the faith, that is. Right now, both sides think that they're losing. They do. If you sit in on a Tea Party meeting or a liberal coffee shop confab, and the conversations tend to run the same way, just in opposite directions, why is the other side kicking our butts so hard? They're all sitting in the darkness. No candles, no flashlights. We can learn from this, and we can use it to our advantage. It is very hard to endure the nonsense of a Josh Sugarman, or a Josh Horowitz, or a Michael Bloomberg, or a Lynette Squeaky Watts from Mom's Demand Something. It's hard to ignore that, and it's hard to endure it. The never-ending vomitus that comes from their faces in the form of words. But it's important to do it once in a while. And you've all heard the cliches, the one-liners. Know your enemy, keep your friends close, and your enemies closer. When you hear firsthand and up close, though, what the political left and the anti-rights forces really think, is really encouraging. And I'm not talking about the massaged, homogenized tripe that you get to look at on your TV screen or other mass media controlled by small, powerful, agenda-driven groups. I'm talking about the misinformed and malinformed people who swallowed the anti-rights lines and wished all the guns would go away. This is 95% of the so-called support groups, which are supported primarily by three entities that I know of: Soros, Bloomberg, the Joyce Foundation. They may be fighting hard, and they do make a lot of noise, and they get disproportionate airtime and ink, but they feel like they're losing and we're winning. And this is good, because that makes them nervous. It makes them desperate. It makes them sound desperate. They can back it up. This is even better for us. We need to help them along with their feelings, because they feel like they're losing, which is perfect. Oh, golly. You should hear them quietly in living rooms, at political salons where politics get discussed like it was back in the 17th century, except for the Whigs, of course, or at a left-wing district meeting. It sounds something like this: thanks to the powerful gun lobby, we can't get any bills passed, not even reasonable common sense ones. Anyone is allowed to walk into a store and buy all the deadly bullets they want without controls. They stockpile dangerous assault weapons nobody needs to hunt deer. And now every state lets people get permits to carry deadly loaded guns in public where there are little children. Those guns could go off. This is endless. This is the endless murmurings of the misinformed, low-info, anti-rights mind. And they feel like they're losing. In truth, like them or not, the largest and oldest civil rights group on earth has stopped attempted rights denial of the public, but it's been a tough, continual struggle. American citizens, unlike people repressed elsewhere, are free, not allowed, a dangerous word you must watch out for, to buy quality ammunition, about 10 billion rounds annually, in the second biggest participant sport in the nation. And it is, shooting is larger than golf, to give you a, like if you live in South Carolina where I live, this is like golf heaven. I don't like the way the politics run, but if you're a golfer, you need to move here today. And it doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't matter. Golf courses everywhere. Assault is a kind of behavior, not a kind of hardware. And ownership of property in America isn't based on need. That's the communist model. You get what I'm saying. Don't let their twisted view distort yours. We're in a real struggle for our rights, but their brainwashing leaves their arguments solidly based on nothing solid. But if you get a chance, sit in on something like this. Listen to the chatter. Check it out. Go look for a chat room. Go check out their Facebook page. Go look for a forum. And just read the chatter. You might find a very small, minute amount of actual information that undercuts the silliness, and the lights start to go on from there. You can do this by reviewing the politically corrected glossary at gunlaws.com. You're not going to be able to reply to them. You're not going to be able to strike up a dialogue with them. All you're going to get to do is observe. Sort of like Marlon Perkins at Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Although he was actually catching and tagging too. So, as you sit back, as we're going through this and everybody's saying, is this going to be the last traditional July the 4th? Realize this, both sides think they're losing. Now, I want our side. I want the pro-right side to believe we're losing simply because that way we'll stay engaged. We're far too apathetic right now as it is. But let the, you know, light the candle. Don't curse the darkness. There's nothing a little positivity can't solve. If we were a small motivated group, we could do all kinds of things. We're not a small motivated group. We're a very large group. A very large group. If we decide to get together and coalesce, we are an insurmountable force at that point. We become something that cannot be denied. So keep your faith in the American way. It's not something quaint. It's not something passe. It's still here, and it resides in you. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, well, one thing is they're gigantic. They carry some of the, I mean, who's seen the Dragon's Breath shotgun shell? You can get it at Ammunition Depot. Craziest munition you've ever seen in your life. I don't even know exactly what it's for, except it's pretty. Very pretty. But you can get that at Ammunition Depot. In addition to the 42 calibers they carry, center fire ammunition for, rifles and handguns. And if it's on the website, it's in stock with some of the lowest prices you're going to find on the web. Their specials are special. I mean, they truly are. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. NBC News. Very late to the party they are. They're touting a shocking new study about gun ownership in the United States, and it seems designed to see what sort of generalization they can draw about people who exercise their Second Amendment right. And maybe to get an idea of what to do, how they would snatch them away if it was at all possible. And it's published by something called Injury Prevention. For any of that type of that mindset, the gun grabbers, this will be shocking for them, those numbers. Those numbers are going to be shocking. They write a new study aimed at figuring out who owns guns in the United States and why suggests that about a third of Americans have at least one, which is completely false. So more than that, it's more than a third. Not much more than a third, more like 40%, 50%. But then when you break it down into actually who can own a gun, adults, we're more than half. Anyway, kids don't count. They can't own a gun. Sorry. Can't own a gun. They say that most are white males over the age of 55, and they bring a gun culture It is closely linked to ownership. This coming from a team at Columbia University. The study published in the journal Injury Prevention is one of several trying to pin down the number of gun owners in the United States. No agency keeps statistics on gun ownership, and many pro-gun activists advocate keeping gun ownership private because of fears about potential future laws that might take their guns away. Well, here's what I'll say to you about this. there are statistics on how many gun owners there are. All you got to do is go to a gun shop and you can find out who he sold guns to. And I'm sure they do that to a certain degree. Wanting to try to pin down the number of gun owners, I mean, there's already two polls out there. Did that number not work out for you? I know that, what is it, the GSS survey. That one says that the gun ownership is contracting. And anytime there's a bad stat that comes out, this is what the gun grabbers grab onto. They don't weigh. Other possibilities. And without having much more to draw on, the survey seeks to break down the respondents into geographical areas by state and as to whether or not they live in a gun culture. You might be one of those oddballs that legally owns a gun in the middle of New York City in front of the beauty, you know, surrounded by the beautiful people. You're not in the gun culture, no. But what do they mean by the gun culture? Do they mean people who participate in gun-related sport and activity? Because you're going to find stark differences as you cross geographic lines. In the Northeast, Rhode Island has the lowest rate of gun ownership at 5.8%, while Vermont has the highest at 28.8%. Now, I wonder if anyone thought to correlate those numbers from that survey with states that have the most oppressive gun laws, Rhode Island, and the ones with virtually no gun control laws at all, Vermont. The only gun control currently happening in Vermont is federal. That's it. The usual list of suspects were quick to jump on the study and draw their own fact-free conclusions, starting with some cat named Ed Kilgore. He wrote, putting aside for a moment geography or the objective advisability of owning some sort of gun for self-protection, there's something fundamentally disquieting about the fact that the Americans most likely to own guns are also the Americans most likely to embrace a political rationale for gun ownership and most likely to believe they're getting outvoted by people who don't share their values. Somewhere in these overlapping circles is a hard core of dangerous folks who are being told constantly by Republican politicians that they are losing or have already lost their most fundamental rights. And this is why political extremism is a bad thing, even if its devotees lose most elections. We're just outliers, you see. You guys missing a few points there. First of all, I don't trust the Republicans. I don't trust them as far as I could throw them. If they could get away from doing certain things, they would. They would do it in a heartbeat because they just want to maintain the status quo. That's it. Maintain the status quo. Keep the job. That's what they want. They want to keep the job. You think John Boehner wants to stop being the Speaker of the House? If he has his way, he will die being the Speaker of the House. 40 years from now, we'll be looking at Speaker of the House Boehner as he, you know, drools on his own chest while he's still crying and, you know, all over himself. These rampant generalizations don't really require a response. I just like to keep an eye on what these guys are up to. If you return to the factual world, the numbers in that survey, at least at the top line level, are nothing new or unusual. The last big Pew survey on the subject back in 2013 found essentially the same thing, with roughly 34% of law-abiding Americans owning guns. But that is based upon a total number of Americans. Okay? That's a total number of Americans, including children who can't own a gun. Which is something I think they should not count them in these numbers. Because what is it? 75, 80 million minors in the United States today. Out of 320. So that leaves 240 million people. They could possibly own guns. And out of that, we know that number is 126 million to 134 million. Now, at that point, we go way beyond 50%, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And that's why I wish they would actually sort of do it based upon my sampling. Maybe one day I'll ask Gary Clegg to do that. It's important to add the law-abiding part here because those surveys have absolutely no way of knowing how many criminals are packing guns and what kind. The real total number is much higher. They also, the authors of this also chose to focus on gun owners being mostly older white people. That is not the case either. Black America has discovered the art of self-defense, and good for you. Be armed. Be armed, by all means, Black America. Join me. We're all in this together. The only people that could have done anything about stuff that happened way back when are dead. They're dead and gone. We're left here. We got to work our ways. We got to work out our way to live. That's all there is. That's all there is to it. I'm not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Let's work something out. I'm with you. It is true that Caucasians do tend to own guns at a higher rate. And it does mean that most people my age and above are owning guns. But, you know, far from that. You know, gun culture 2.0. Tatiana Whitlock. She was here yesterday. She's not some old white guy. I don't know how old she is, but she's not as old as I am. When we get back, we're going to talk about the myth of the overall American gun violence. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Welcome back. Coming up next hour, we're going to learn about agency arms. In the meantime, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 50 million rounds of ammunition in one spot, 27,000 square feet, ammunition above you, below you, to the side, behind, constantly coming in, constantly going out. That's life at Ammunition Depot. And you can become part of that chain of life by going to AmmunitionDepot.com. We hear a lot still, and I'm going to keep driving this home, simply to point one thing out. You know, Barack Obama tries to portray the United States as some meat grinder. Some meat grinder happening all the time as far as gun violence. And that's a myth. That is a huge myth when it comes to certain things. In the United States, where we do have mass shootings, and we have more than we should have, it is still a very, very rare occurrence. Very rare occurrence. Now, and it happens all over the world. The heartbreak happens all over the world. Now, thankfully, it doesn't happen here to the degree as far as loss of life as it does in foreign countries. Obama has claimed that we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. It doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency. You know, how do you quantify what is acceptable in this? For me, none of it is acceptable. No violence is acceptable when it's perpetrated against the innocents. Even the fascist type of economic violence or whatever else we've got going on in this government. That's all beside the point. We're just talking about the gun thing he wants to take away from us. He overlooks Norway, which we talked about earlier this week, where Breivik used a gun. And he killed 67 people with a gun and wounded 110 others. And then he used bombs that he detonated, killing other people. Three of the six worst K-12 school shootings ever have occurred in Europe. Germany saw two of these. And I've been stationed in Germany. In Germany, nobody's walking around with a gun. One in 2002 at Erfurt. And this was when I was in Germany in the 80s, you know. Another in 2009 at Winnenden. The combined death toll in those two shootings was 34. France and Belgium have both faced multiple terrorist attacks over the past year. So, after adjusting for our larger population, because Europe doesn't have the density, the population density that we have, you would see that many European countries actually have a higher rate of death in mass public shootings, both in individual instances where the body count is higher, and when you butt it up against their general population. But for our conversation, we're going to consider a mass public shooting to be something where four or more people killed and not in the course of committing another crime from 2009 to the present. To make a fair comparison with American shootings, you need to exclude terrorist attacks that might better be classified as struggles over sovereignty, such as the 22 people killed in the Macedonian town of Kumanovo last month. Norway has the highest annual death rate with two mass public shooting fatalities per million people. Macedonia has a rate of 0.38, Serbia 0.28, Slovakia 0.20, Finland 0.14, Belgium 0.14, and the Czech Republic 0.13. The U.S. comes in eighth at 0.095 mass public shooting fatalities per million people, with Austria very close behind. So this isn't just a problem for the U.S. or for a few small countries. And he doesn't need to look any further than his own State Department. I know they're busy right now trying to hide Hillary's emails and everything, but, you know, they also released a report. Between 2007 and 2011, there were an average of 6,282 terrorist attacks per year outside of Iraq, Afghanistan, and the U.S. The number of people killed, injured, or kidnapped averaged more than 27,000 per year. This past Friday, Obama, a week ago, he said, when he claimed again, you don't see murder on this kind of scale with this kind of frequency in any other advanced nation on earth. Among developed countries, we're nowhere near the top of that list. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the arbiter of which countries are considered industrialized, ranks Russia and Brazil, part of the BRIC, if you will, far ahead of the U.S., with homicide rates that are 2.5 to 5 times higher than ours. Read that to be between, that would be at 8,000, let's say 8,000, we'll give it a flat eight grand. So 22,000 to 40,000 murdered homicide rates. Our rate is tied with Chile's and just slightly above the average for developed countries. In fact, across all developed countries, more gun ownership is generally associated with lower homicide rates. Switzerland, where they give you the real assault rifle, give it to you, take it, you're ordered to take it, enjoys one of the lowest homicide rates in Europe. At the other end of the spectrum, Russia and Brazil make gun ownership virtually impossible, and yet they experience very high homicide rates. Obama wants expanded background checks, which would have to come with a registry in order to work. He's been told that. Background checks would have stopped most, it would not have stopped any of the headline-grabbing shooting events we get hit with. Any of them. I mean, if you want to look at the two most notorious that everybody seems to want to try to perpetuate into forever, look at Newtown. Adam Lanza bought nothing. His mom bought him and passed a background check. And then Adam Lanza shot his mom 4 times in the head and went on his way. Charleston, the latest one, Roop. He either passed a background check or he was given the gun by a relative, in which case the expanded background check once again catches nobody. And these mass shootings, for the most part, especially with these types of the Lanzas, the Holmeses, there's 5 steps they go through on their way. These are planned for a very, very long time. This becomes part of a fantasy. It's almost a serial killer-esque type thing where they begin to live within what they see. How difficult is it going to be to keep weapons out of the hands of attackers? In France, the Charlie Hebdo attackers, they were armed with handguns, AKs, an M42 rocket launcher, 10 Molotov cocktails, 10 smoke grenades, a hand grenade, and 15 sticks of dynamite. And they had laws in place to prohibit all of those items from personal ownership in France. Most of these bigger attacks occur in places where general citizens can't carry guns. All of these attacks have one common thread: opportunity. You do not want to go in against an opponent that can fight back. And therefore, there's where the opportunity lies. That's where it is. It is not, it's either here in the United States, it's in an isolated gun-free zone, unless you live in New Jersey, or in our European, countries, except for Switzerland and other places. Russia has finally allowing people to carry guns now. Well, not quite so much. Santa Barbara, California. Elliot Rogers did not want to go in on one target because he felt he would meet opposition. So he segued. He moved to something else. He moved parallel. Or laterally, excuse me. So we know two things about these events. They are crimes of opportunity, whether they're terrorism or mass shootings. Where can we inflict the most damage? Same thing comes out of it. Carnage. And the other common thread is their gun-free zones. General citizens are not allowed to carry a gun. It's a barrel, and they're the fish. Coming up next, Agency Arms, Mike Parks, Randy Wisbander. They're going to be joining us on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.